From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alyssa Block. If you think the U.S. took a hit from the global recession, spare a thought for poor old Iceland. It has a population of only 320,000 people, and it had become rich as a center of international banking. But Iceland's banks built up massive debts. It all came crashing down in October of 2008. Now, as NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Reykjavik, people in Iceland are trying to rebuild their economy by getting back to basics.
The cooler, what you are standing in now.
Sigurdur Hrensson shows visitors around his small factory producing dried fish for export on the western coast of Iceland. It's on a family smallholding, but next door is the home of the owner of Iceland's biggest bank that collapsed 15 months ago.
I was struggling then. Then he was flying helicopters over my head here. So this was a very strange thing. He was buying land, farms, buying companies, flying around, having a big parties.
Hrensson and his compatriots struggled in traditional Icelandic industries, overshadowed by the banking boom, the building boom, and the transformation of the Icelandic economy. To him, it was clear it would all end in tears.
I think they forgot what was the basic foundation of the country. They forgot the foundation of their living, which is the fish and the agriculture.
And Hrensson is not the only one who says that because they forgot this, they pulled the whole country down with them.
There is a dark sky over Iceland, and I will say it will be like that for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Ásgerður Jóna Flosadóttir runs a soup kitchen in central Reykjavik, and she sees every day the human fallout of the banker's greed.
Iceland has been in the first 5 seats of the wealthiest country in the world. But now we are seeing thousands of people needing food just to be able to survive. People don't have food for their children.
The long line outside proves what she's saying. Hundreds of people stand shivering, waiting for the food handout. Among them, 28-year-old Anna Helgadóttir, who returned to work last year after having children, but did not work long enough to qualify for unemployment benefit before she was laid off.
Because I don't have any money, and I have a kid, and I have to feed them. I have to come here. I don't want it.
Do you see any signs of improvement in the economy?
No.
Do you have hope?
No, not anymore. It is just going to be harder and harder and harder.
Asked what she thinks of the bankers who did this to the country, she lifts up her hand like a gun and pulls the trigger. But the issues facing Iceland these days are not just economic. In 2006, the United States closed down the airbase it had maintained here for nearly 60 years, a move symbolic of the changed world. Iceland was no longer seen as a crucial part of the West's defences. Silja Olmarsdóttir is a professor at the University of Iceland.
Icelandic security identity, Icelandic foreign policy have really shaped around and revolved around the American military presence. So now we have to figure out where we want to place ourselves in the world. What is our foreign policy going to be? And then the banking crash comes on top of this, and that takes away our economic identity.
Back at the processing factory, the fish continue to slop down off the conveyor belt for sorting. Sigurdur Hrensson's business is looking up. The depreciation of the Icelandic krona means he gets much more for his exported dry fish. He says his neighbour, the banker, hasn't been flying his helicopter overhead recently. The bankers don't dare show their faces in public now, he says. In fact, some of them have fled the country.
No, they had a party, big party, and now they have a hangover. They thought it would all come. We were all going to get rich out of, I don't know, nothing. Iceland is fish, has always been. They are now realizing that they have to go to the, you know, they have to go to work and you have to cut fish, file fish, work.
That work ethic is coming back, he says. People are getting back to their roots and remembering what being Icelandic has always been about. Rob Gifford, NPR News.